Do you believe in the Women's Equality Act? Do you support the Women's Equality Act? Will we pass the Women's Equality Act?
Family Planning Advocates of New York State President and CEO Tracy Brooks was upbeat as she greeted some 400 supporters at FPA's signature advocacy event for the start of the 2013 legislative session. Women in pink scarves and men wearing pink ties felt particularly empowered by the governor's strong pro-gender equality message delivered within his State of the State address. Shannon Long works at YWCA of Orange County and is on the board of Planned Parenthood Mid-Hudson Valley.
Lots of people think of the Y as like a swim and gym, but really our mission is eliminating racism and empowering women. So when we saw the Women's Equality Act, that is this broad scope that addresses so many issues that the women we work with face, we were thrilled. There's pay equity on there, there's discrimination, there's domestic violence, there's reproductive rights, and then these little things that people don't realize are happening, like housing discrimination, that really mean a lot, like will really change the lives of the women we work with. So we are thrilled and we'll fight strong and hard for the passage of the Women's Equality Act.
Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy affirmed Governor Cuomo's intent to fast-track the Women's Equality Act.
New York State, right now, I believe, is on its way to be the progressive capital of this nation. With this governor, it will be. And we want New York State to be, by far, the best state for women. And as I said, I have two beautiful daughters. For our daughters, our granddaughters, this is critically important. And what we're going to ask you for is your support. When the Women's Equality Act is going to go before the legislature, what the governor has done so well, so strategically in the past, is pull teams together. You're not going to be alone with this. It's going to be from pay equity groups, all the women's advocacy groups, labor is going to be their business, everybody coming together on one team to make this happen.
Duffy and several other Democratic leaders promised this legislative session will see passage of the Reproductive Health Act. The Reverend Tommy Jacob Ziobro from Central New York hopes lawmakers will support the governor's efforts.
He has been persuasive in years past, and so I really hope that we're just heading in a positive direction.
Retired Skidmore College chaplain Reverend Tom Davis points out that women seeking equal rights in the Empire State have been through a long struggle.
It all started in New York State with Margaret Sanger way back in 1916 when she found out that birth control was illegal for every person in the country, and nobody was doing anything about it, so she started up to this work. And that became Planned Parenthood and others who fought for what we call reproductive freedom, the right of women to have the ability to control their reproductive lives.
Speaking to reporters after his turn at the podium, Lieutenant Governor Duffy left no doubt that Governor Cuomo is blazing a trail for women and setting the stage for continued national debate.
Nobody predicted in 2011 that marriage equality would get passed the way it was. The governor is a tremendous quarterback. I think one of the greatest assets he brings is the ability to bring people together to a table and forge an agreement.
Governor Cuomo has declared 2013 the year for women's equality. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.